Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, it's your girl Jess back for another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I'm super excited to talk to you guys today because we're going to talk about something a little different. So this entry is called, I don't work jobs, I am a job. Okay, so what we're going to be talking about today really has nothing to do with that. I know that you guys know that that is a title to a City Girl song. And I wanted to mention that because today is all about staying relevant within this new generation. So it isn't new that we're hearing things like, I don't work jobs, I am a job. It's just that it's being kind of communicated to us in a new way, because we have these new young innovators, aka Generation Z, that's coming in and they're taking over and they have the buying power. So today I want to talk about how you can stay relevant during these times. All right. So City Girls is definitely a culture shifter. The duo has been known for making songs that contribute to a lot of people's decision making now. Like, we're in the era of the city girl. That's what it is. Girls just, they're not looking for anything serious. They're not committing to anything. It's kind of scary to me. I realize also that I'm at that age now as a millennial where I see why my grandparents used to look back at us and be like, y'all a hot mess. Y'all, I can't deal with this future here, child. Because that's how I feel like I'm that grandparent that's on the porch right now looking back at the new generation and the next ones coming up. Like, man, y'all got to get back on y'all grind. Y'all got to come a little harder. Like, what is going on? I don't like it. I don't like what y'all giving. I don't like it. So today we're going to get all into what's going on with Gen Z and how it's affecting social and how it's affecting buying power for your customers. So sit back, enjoy. I hope that you guys like it. Please be sure to subscribe. Please be sure to like if you're on YouTube. Also, be sure to leave us a review. We need all the reviews in the world because it's lit here. And we give a lot of gems. So I hope you guys are enjoying. All right. So pretty much with Gen Z. Gen Z is coming. All right. Those are those kids from like the 1990s to like, when did Gen Z hit? 96? Yes. 96 to like 2010-ish. So Gen Z is here. Okay. And it's kind of crazy. I feel like once quarantine hit, I really started to realize that Gen Z was here. And Gen Z I love them. I love that they are so outspoken. I love that they are so carefree. But there are some other things about Gen Z that I'm really scared of. I have a little cousin that's Gen Z. All right. And they're scared of commitment. And what I mean by commitment is, I mean to one employer. They're scared of true employment. A lot of my little cousins tell me that they want to be influencers. Like, they're 16 and 17 and they tell me they aspire to be influencers. Like, nobody tells me they aspire to be a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer. They don't tell me they, you know, are considering doing any of those things. They tell me, I just want to be an influencer. I want to take pictures. Yeah, girl, I'm about to start my influencer business. Like, and that's scary to me because I don't see a lot of people requiring education. So Gen Z is not as educated. Gen Z, however, my best friend said the other day, we were sitting in the house chilling, and she has said this bar the other day. She has said that social media, Instagram, is now a competition of who can get the most money out of their boyfriend. That literally is what we see on Gen Z. And I was like, yo, that's such a bar because that's all we see. Like, I look at a lot of these up and coming influencers that we see on social, and I see that a lot of them, those influencers, they're rapper girlfriends, they're all these things, but they don't have to work hard for their money. And people now think that's the lifestyle that they can have because these other women have it. And I get it. It's very possible, right? But it's very impossible as well. So I want you guys to understand that, like, hard work is not outdated. And being that this new generation is coming in, we have to attract them in a sense because we're kind of moving out. Like, I always say the decision makers in buying power is always those 20 somethings. And now that millennials are headed into their 30s, they're already in their 30s. Like, we're not the people that make the decisions anymore. Millennials also, I think I saw yesterday that over 618,000, it's a little bit over 618,000 millennial millionaires with a net worth of over $1 million. And I didn't think that was a lot for how many of us it is. That's not a lot. And what's scary about that is that it's expected to decrease with Gen Z entering in. And it's because it's a lack of education. Nobody wants to do work anymore. We now glamorize not working jobs. We now glamorize, you know, dealing with your drug dealer boyfriend and just calling it a day and not having any future secured. So I wanted to talk about some things that you can do to attract Gen Z from a buying perspective, but you don't have to. I'm not saying that Gen Z is negative and they're all bad. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not here to try to down anybody. That's not what I want to do. But what I do want to let you guys know is that Gen Z has the buying power. They are the decision makers. They are the cultivators of who's going to be purchasing next. And I think we have to take time to be honest with that. So let's figure out how we can attract them, but also still be able to be teachers in a sense and guide the next generation. So I know last time we talked about Black businesses and we talked about customer support, and I spoke about the importance of having empathy. So let's have empathy. Let's keep in mind that Gen Z is, they are getting it left and right when it comes to being on the receiving end of content. Like we came up, millennials came up with, I remember like the first computer that my mom had in our home. Like it was like you were rich if you had a computer. I remember my mom bought a fax machine, and you couldn't tell me we were not like the kids from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like because we had a fax machine. Right? Like we used to have to download music on LimeWire. Like that's the era I grew up in. I remember one time I wanted to see this Bone Thugs and Harmony video so bad. I think it was that song, Gotta Get That Paper. Okay. Y'all remember that? It's super old. Okay. But I wanted to see this video so bad. And we spent a day and a half, me, my brother, and my sister spent like a day and a half downloading it so we could watch it. And it was super fuzzy. It was like off of LimeWire. It was crazy. Like it was so challenging to just do what is now so accessible to Gen Z. And I think that Gen Z came up, you know, they didn't come up in the MySpace era. They came up literally directly from Facebook to Instagram, if they even touched Facebook. Twitter, they came up in a time where you share everything on social, where we're a little more private. Like millennials, we don't tell nobody nothing on social, okay? I can't say that for all of us, but now I think we're in an era where we don't really share anything. We keep it private. And Gen Z is all about sharing everything. And they're sharing so much that it's forcing other people within that demographic to feel like, well, this should be my life too. So if she don't have to work to attribute to this lifestyle, then I don't have to work. And if he gonna buy her whatever she want, well, I'ma have that city girl mentality and I'ma get whatever I want. I ain't doing nothing for free. It's all about the bag, da da da. We get it. We heard it. We heard it, girl. We heard it. All right. So what I want you guys to understand about Gen Z, though, is that they are creatives. They are very creative, but they don't commit to anything. So they spend a lot of money on clothes and on material things, and they ready to spend some money with your store. So let's give Gen Z what they want. All right. And let's make sure that we are doing a few different things to stay relevant. So a lot of our millennial-owned businesses, even baby boomer businesses that I see, they are reaching their target customer. But I always wonder, like, where's your business going to be 10 years from now if you don't pivot and if you don't stay relevant? And I think it's crucial that we all stay relevant during this time. And with Gen Z coming in, I really started to notice it, like I was telling you guys, during quarantine. And in quarantine, I was like, yo, we not the fly girls no more. Like, we not it. We are not the young tenderonis in their early 20s anymore. Like, millennials are settling down. Like, we chilling. We not as lit no more. And we still lit. Like, I think we lit. But compared to Gen Z, we're not that, right? So I think it's important that you guys have young innovators on your team. Hire people that are able to speak to the culture right now. So hire Gen Z team members. Bring them in. Talk to your young sisters, your brother, your little cousin that's like a part of that demographic. Ask what they like. Ask what music they're listening to, because culture drives decision making. So the music we listen to, that is what drives every decision with buying power in our culture. Like, that's just what it is. So that's why this title is what it is, because I want you guys to understand that we're probably going to get way more hits on this podcast entry today just because that's our title, because people love culture. That's just what it is. All right. So I want you guys to understand. Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. So the music we listen to, that is what drives every decision with buying power in our culture. Like, that's just what it is. So that's why this title is what it is, because I want you guys to understand that we're probably going to get way more hits on this podcast entry today just because that's our title, because people love culture. That's just what it is. All right. So I want you guys to understand that it's important to have young innovators on your team. Hire those youngins, bring them in. They know how to work TikTok, because I sure don't. They have the time to sit there and edit TikToks, because I sure don't. I just told my assistant, like, girl, can you contact our videographer and tell him I need him to edit all these videos, because I ain't got 2 hours to do it. I was struggling last night. It was really tough for me. Really, really tough. I tried to edit y'all first podcast, and I was like, you know what? This ain't my department. I just told y'all, you got to know when you're good at something and know when you're not. I hope the video turned out right. So anybody watching that first entry, when we came back, if it's a little muffled, I edited it myself. Sorry, it won't happen again. All right, so I want you guys to understand that it's important to have them on your team. If you want to get to know Gen Z, talk to Gen Z. Connect with Gen Z. I'm not telling you that Gen Z is bad. No, Gen Z are the innovators. They're great, but they're being influenced by the culture, and they came up in the culture. We were coming up in a little bit, like that whole Ja Rule era. Like, they were just being born with that, and then it went straight into this new culture, and it's just so overwhelming. Like, so consider that. They are influenced by a lot. Have empathy, all right? But hire them and get to know them. Talk to them. Connect with them and ask them what's going on. What's up? What's happening? Like, what do I need to know? What do I not know? Like, have them on your team so you can stay relevant. Also, I want you guys to understand that content is changing. So Gen Z has really shifted content. When millennials were popping on Instagram and they were the 20 somethings, they were creating like these really cinematic videos, and they were creating content that was like really professional and had a lot of creative direction behind it. Like, we were creating 60-second videos. We were creating 10-minute videos on YouTube. Like, I remember, shout out to Ming Lee. I love Ming. Love Ming. Ming shots with us at A Regular Exposure, so I love her. And she's amazing. I think she kills the game. Shout out to Snob Life. So I remember when Ming, she really started this thing, if you ask me. On social media, I remember she dropped this video. No, she dropped this like tweet saying that if you ordered hair in the last like 2 weeks, your order's missing. They got robbed, and it was over like 500K in inventory that went missing. And all these girls were commenting like, oh my God, what am I going to do? My order is missing. Oh my God, like, what's going on? Like, it was crazy. And then like an hour or so later, or like a day or so later, she dropped this video, and it was basically this 7-minute long video on YouTube, and it had actors, it had cinematography, it had locations. They were at the strip club, they were in the back of the restaurant, and it was so lit. And basically, they reenacted as if somebody had robbed them for their hair, and it went crazy. And then right after that, she went directly into like a party, like a celebration right after. Like, she actually had a physical celebration after the video dropped. And the campaign is still one of my favorites. It's timeless. And she's somebody that really set the bar on content creation. And now it's kind of scary because nobody does that anymore. We're in a time where now people just make content off their iPhone twerking and the outfit going to sell out. People just make videos of them walking in their house and the outfit going to sell out. So it's kind of cool in a sense. I actually appreciate Gen Z because I'm saving a lot of money on content and I ain't got to work as hard. We just going in our, in literally like right out front of our office and we're just shooting. Like we're not putting as much time into it. We're putting a lot of effort, but it's not, and we put a lot of effort into what we do. We plan everything we do strategically, but I think that's what makes the content so great with Gen Z is that they don't really care. They don't care what we think. They just put it out. A lot of your favorite influencers, they just pop on an outfit and take a picture in their living room. Like content is way more simple now. And Instagram actually is starting to shadow ban content that is killer. Like that professional content that's now outdated, you will get shadow banned. Like they want organic content. Those pictures that go viral, like I know I have a picture that I have on my Instagram, on Irregular Exposure's Instagram. We posted this picture of this young lady in a turtleneck. It got over 13,000 likes in like a week. And we were like, it's just a picture of her sitting out front drinking champagne. But once we post the professional image off our website that's been edited and revised, and it's on a backdrop, on a white backdrop, it doesn't do that well. They want organic lifestyle content. They want you to sell them a fantasy. Sell the fantasy. Now every girl can see themselves sitting drinking mimosas while they wear their Regal turtleneck from Irregular Exposure designed by us, okay? So you have to consider these things. Understand that people want to see themselves in it. And Gen Z sells fantasy. So you have to create fantasies through your content. Don't be scared to create fantasy, all right? Also understanding a lot of things are shifting on social, such as Reels. Reels is this new amazing platform that I feel could take over TikTok. Not platform, but it's a new, a new way to put out content on Instagram, I'll say. Like, it's kind of like, it's not really IGTV, which is more so similar to YouTube, just built into Instagram. Reels are more so you can make short clips and create your own motion pictures and videos just like TikTok, like literally. And what I love about Instagram is they stay relevant, okay? Instagram is not scared to put out that next thing that's going to wipe their competitor out, and they stay relevant because of it. They pay attention to what's happening in their market. And Instagram, for me, I am really surprised that Instagram is not Instagram isn't going anywhere. When I was coming up, MySpace was coming in and then it was out. Facebook isn't going anywhere. It has its target market. So I want to be one of those brands that don't go anywhere. And I look at these brands and I see Facebook has new platforms where you guys can run ads through them. You guys can have Facebook shops. You can have an entire store on Facebook. Remember when Facebook used to just be to put up a post? Come on now. Like, you have to innovate. So if the places that we house our content are innovating, why are we innovating our content that we put on these platforms? So create more simplistic content. Hire models that fit the body type of the target customer. So if Gen Z is more of the curvy type, then get a curvy model. Like, don't make it super hard. And I don't want you guys to conform. Do what works for your brand, but just understand that Gen Z has buying power. So create things that appeal to the next generation. Long story short, all right? Also, I want you guys to understand that I'm about to make a big shift in my company. We, Irregular Exposure, are designers. We're a design house. I design everything I have on Irregular Exposure right now. I got on a sample that never dropped. I love designing. I can never find what I want with wholesale vendors. That's what I used to always think, right? Well, we're expanding and we're adding wholesale items because we find that our customers want products faster, just like Gen Z wants stuff faster. So we're making stuff quicker. We're making stuff faster. We're going to have more available to them. And we're really excited about that. So I think that it's really important that you pivot. It wasn't something I was excited about. It took me honestly a year to be like, okay, we'll do it. But we realized like our customers want more stuff and they would tell us, we want more. I have everything on your store, and I never wanted to be the store where you could own the entire store. And we were that store where you could easily own the entire store because we were putting out collections, and you could end up owning the entire collection. And we wanted to be a place that offered faster fashion where it's no way you could possibly own everything. We want you to always come back and be a repeat customer. So now we're adding in some wholesale additions. It's not going to be super, super trendy pieces. It's going to definitely be eclectic pieces that align with our brand. So it's going to be pieces similar to what I'm wearing. It's just going to be pieces that are available for lower cost, and we don't have to wait for the 6-week to 8-week turnaround. So that's a bar right there. It's a gym. All right. And I just don't want you guys to get left behind. I feel like we're in a time where it's so easy to shift and make a decision that could attribute to you not being a leading name in this industry. So when you guys are designing and you're creating content, understand photo shoots are cool, but your content's going to kill on social if it's organic, if it's user generated. So another thing we do is we are heavily reliant on brand ambassadors. We have a lot of young innovators. We have Gen Z ambassadors that we invest in. And what we love is we send them clothing and they create content. Content I would have never thought to make. And they make it and we can showcase it. And we use that content to run ads through Facebook. So we're catching Gen Z's eye. We speak their lingo. We use certain terminology from rap songs, from pop culture. That's just what we do. And it helps us attract them. So that's what we really do here. And I'm really excited about it. So don't be fearful about times changing. I think you need to be a part of the change. All right. So become a part of the change. Know that change is good. It's nothing to be scared of. But don't be so stuck in your ways that you miss the opportunity to grow. And the thing about generational wealth is that people that have generational wealth stay relevant. Okay. And you can build a fashion business that has generational wealth. We've seen it done a million times over. But I want us to do it. I want us to do it. Okay. And I think that we can do it, but we have to continue to stay relevant and take some of the emotion out of it. Understand business is business. And I remember one time earlier this year, actually, right when quarantine hit, I was dating this guy. He was crazy, but I was dating this guy. It didn't last long. It lasted like maybe like 2 months or whatever. So first date, we met at one of my favorite restaurants and it was in quarantine. So it was really cute. We like ate outside and it was like really in quarantine. So we like had to eat in the car. So he pulls up in this really nice car and all he kept telling me every time we talked was he would tell me how he's a millionaire and how he's really successful and how he owns the elementary school he went to and how he owns all this real estate. He sent me a video of his mom's house telling me that, the fountain outside of her house, she got a fine for it. And I was like, oh man, what type of fountain is it? And he sends me a picture. It looks like she lives at the White House or something. I'm like, oh, y'all got some different type of money up in here. So I remember him telling me that he's a millionaire. And I was like, oh, that's really impressive. Congratulations. Da, da, da. Whatever. It's not really why I'm here. But this guy was super weird, y'all. Like, I remember that he had told me that he had a daughter that was like 15 and her mom was 50. And I was like, oh, how old are you? And he said, oh, I'm 31. He was 30 or 31. I was like, so how did we get here? Because he told me that he had her when he was like 14. And he was like, yeah, like I started dating this teacher. I was dating the teacher at school. They all loved me. So I was like, what? And then in the middle of the date, he starts saying like, oh, I shouldn't be telling you this. I know you're going to leave me. And my whole ride home, he was texting me like, I know you're not going to talk to me anymore. I know you're going to leave me. Everybody abandons me. So I was like, this man got some mental issues from some experiences he had, right? So I remember the next time we met, I was like, at this point, I decided I'm just going to friend zone him. So the next time that we met, I remember we were talking about business. So we became cool. We were talking about business. We were just friends or so I thought. He tried to switch it up and he got cut off. But anyway, we tried to be friends. And I remember we went to lunch and he had told me that the only way to see billionaire status is to do harm to people, is to really do people bad. And I was like, what? He said, I have two billionaire friends. I've had conversations with two actual net worth $1 billion people. And I know for a fact that you have to be willing to do people wrong and understand it is strictly financial. And I was like, that is so scary to know, because I mean, that's what we see every day. I mean, look at our president, unfortunately, right? Like we see it every day. And it was just crazy to talk to him and hear that be said. And I was like, wow. And he was like, you know, I know that I'm going to be a billionaire one day. And I was like, hence why you're mentally ill is what I'm thinking. Like, yo, like there's a such thing as too much money. All I want to do is build enough for my family to be able to survive and for their families to create something more that might not be billionaire status. So I realized at that point, like, yo, people will do anything for money. So don't be someone that'll do anything for money, like anything. And just know that you still have to have values and morals in your business. So don't fold too much when it comes to this whole Gen Z thing. I want you to be open and mindful of the fact that there's always going to be opportunity for your target customer to arise. But I want you to be able to attract your customer and not be shadow banned because you're putting up outdated content. I want you to still be able to attract that customer that still might be a millennial, but you have to still put out that new level of content so that you can attract them, because social media blocks content that is too professional now. Like, it's shadow banned. Create organic content. Create organic content. Update your websites. Have detailed descriptions. Attract that Gen Z buyer. Let them know that this is a safe place and you got them and that they can shop here for the long haul. And like I said, be prepared to pivot. All right. Don't get left behind, y'all. All right, y'all. This was a quick entry, but I just wanted to connect with you guys real quick to remind you guys that Gen Z is here. They're coming. They ain't going nowhere. And the next generation is coming and so forth. So let's stay ahead. Let's have our best foot forward and let's start creating content that can keep up. Because if we can't keep up, we won't stay relevant. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening.